All right, back on the Young Turks, Cenk and Anna with you guys. Let me read a couple of tweets for you first. Kit Nicole 87 says, my mom and I were just discussing how broken our government is. She says she honestly thinks it'll never be fixed. No, guys, you know me. I'm optimistic. Sometimes I get discouraged, and today not a lot of good news. But justdemocrats.com/win. We're gonna get progressives. We're gonna beat these guys, and it's not gonna be easy in 2018. But I think we're gonna do it. But we need your help. All right, they got a lot of big money, so we gotta raise small money. Justdemocrats.com/win, and Wolfpack. We're gonna get the amendment. Wolf-pack.com/wedding. They're doing a fundraising to get to 100,000. Be a red wedding for those guys who are based on the donor money.
Christian just experienced the red wedding for the first time.
Oh, you guys
last
are,
night.
You're watching Game of Thrones again.
Yes.
And for him the first time, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he freaked out?
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is probably one of the most notorious scenes of all time.
When we beat the establishment, Democrats and Republicans, I can't wait to say the Young Turks send their regards. Jay Moyer Goya writes in, if that money is going towards firing people, we're literally cutting government revenue so we can pay corporations to fire employees. Yeah, that sounds about right. And finally, Oniar says, no jobs, short term, no pensions, long term. It is frustrating, but that is the game that they're setting up, guys. All right, now we go from one set of disaster stories to another.
Yes.
And we go to Hollywood.
Yes, all right. Harvey Weinstein, the notorious Hollywood film studio owner, the person behind a number of very popular films throughout decades, has been accused by dozens of women of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and in new allegations that were uncovered by Ronan Farrow in The New Yorker, rape. Now, the accounts that these women detail are incredibly detailed, and in a statement that he had released last week, he doesn't seem to deny cases of sexual harassment. However, he unequivocally denies that he ever raped anyone. However, I want to give you the details of what has been alleged, and we can get into other details later in the story. Now, according to Ronan Farrow's reporting in The New Yorker, in the course of a 10-month investigation, I was told by 13 women that between the 1990s and 2015, Weinstein sexually harassed or assaulted them, allegations that corroborate and overlap with the New York Times revelations and also include far more serious claims. Now, the story broke with the New York Times publishing an extensive piece detailing some of the allegations against Weinstein. And now, through The New Yorker, we know a little bit more about what allegedly happened. Weinstein and his associates used non-disclosure agreements, monetary payoffs, and legal threats to suppress these myriad stories. Asia Argento, an Italian film actress and director, told me that she did not speak out until now. Weinstein, she told me, forcibly performed oral sex on her because she feared that Weinstein would crush her. She was quoted as saying, I know he has crushed a lot of people before. That's why this story, in my case, it's 20 years old, some of them are older, has never come out. So a lot of these women have very similar stories where he would invite these women to dinner or to his hotel room, show up in a bathrobe, and then pressure them to give him naked massages. And then he would threaten them if they said that they would come out and you know, share the details of what had happened.
So not only did he talk to 13 different women that were sexually harassed or assaulted, but he also talked to 16 former and current executives and assistants at Weinstein's companies. And they told countless stories of the same pattern. So like Bill Cosby had a pattern where he would drug women and then take advantage of them. Like Roger Ailes had a pattern of inviting women to a place where they would be alone and then saying, I could either help your career or hurt your career. And the endless cases that we've seen, Weinstein also had a pattern. He would, some people call a honey trap. He would get female executives or assistants to invite the women to the office, or sometimes at night to a hotel so that they felt comfortable. Oh, there's going to be a woman there, or a woman is doing the inviting. And then he would have the woman sometimes be there in the beginning and then leave.
Exactly. So he would create an environment where women would feel comfortable meeting with him because they were under the assumption that another female, a female executive would be there and that they wouldn't have to worry about any type of, you know, risky behavior. But oftentimes what would happen is the female executive would be there momentarily and then she would, or temporarily, I should say. And then once she left, that was when he allegedly would prey on these women. And much like the Bill Cosby allegations, these were all women who were just starting their careers. So they were looking to really establish themselves. And he used that as an opportunity to take advantage of them. Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie, two A-list celebrities who have absolutely nothing to gain from making anything up, have talked about their own experiences being sexually harassed by him.
Then there's giant stars like Ashley Judd, Mira Sorvino, Rosanna Arquette, but usually earlier in their careers.
Earlier in their careers, exactly. So Angelina Jolie said that she experienced sexual harassment and said that she would never work with him again. With Gwyneth Paltrow, I thought it was actually very interesting because she said she experienced similar sexual harassment and let Brad Pitt, her boyfriend at the time, know about it. Brad Pitt allegedly confronted Weinstein about these allegations, but it's unclear what happened after that.
But look, so in the old days, which are all the way up to now, okay, there's a lot of power in Hollywood. And so if you wanted access to celebrities, some of those powerful folks, whether they're the heads of studios, very powerful, not just directors and producers, but sometimes actors as well, could quash stories. I don't want to get into all the rumors of all the different stars and the stories that they've quashed. Some understandable, some not so understandable, because they wanted to protect their private lives. But when you get into an issue like this, Weinstein was one of the most notorious in wielding his power against his enemies or people that he felt crossed him. And also, by the way, doing right by the people who were on his side. I mean, if you're wondering why is this such a big deal and how did he have all this power, the movies that he helped put together have over 300 Oscar nominations. Mm-hmm. And things like Pulp Fiction and Crying Game, Shakespeare in Love, The King's Speech, and it goes on and on and on. And he has affected the careers of so many of these giant stars and made so many people so much money and given access to reporters at all those different levels, and hence their ability to influence people, and why that actress, among many others, thought they would be crushed if Harvey Weinstein wanted to get them.
Right, and I 100% believe that he would crush them, right? Because he had that kind of influence. He had that kind of power within the industry. And so, you know, the same argument was made by us when we were covering Bill Cosby. And this takes the situation to a whole new level because Cosby, of course, had fame and fortune, but Weinstein had even more influence. And so if you are starting out, you're a young actress and you're confronted with these, you know, sexual advances, A, if you deny those sexual advances, there's a fear. First of all, there's a power imbalance, right? So there's also a fear that there'll be retaliation for denying those advances. And then if you speak out, if you report it to the authorities, things could get even worse. And we actually have a specific example of that, okay? So there was a Filipina actress who experienced sexual harassment by Harvey Weinstein. Her name is Ambra Batilana Gutierrez. And apparently they crossed paths and he groped her breasts. She alleges he groped her breasts. She immediately went to the NYPD and let them know what happened. And they put together a sting operation. And through that sting operation, they were able to obtain the following audio. Listen closely.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I promise.
Now
you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing.
I don't want.
Everything, please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I know, but I don't want to.
Please. please sit there. Please, 1 minute.
No, I
ask
I can't.
You to go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
go
to.
Go to the bathroom. Hey, come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you don't, if you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
Honey, don't have a fight with me.
It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children. Please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can. Why yesterday you touch my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that. Come on.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on, sit here.
So he confessed to groping her breasts in that audio, right? And the NYPD decided not to press charges against him because of a lack of evidence, which I think is pretty incredible.
When Gutierrez went to the police, all of a sudden, negative items about her sexual history began popping up in the gossip pages in New York papers. What a interesting coincidence that happened. This is my main issue with Bill Clinton back in the day. Look, I don't think that a guy should have been impeached over oral sex that was consensual. But the way that he went after Monica Lewinsky was disgusting. And he impugned her character, pretended that she was crazy, and they did a character assassination of her. Yeah, politics, right? But that's dirty politics. And so that was deeply disturbing back then. And I criticized the National Organization of Women back then for not being nearly aggressive enough in criticizing Bill Clinton. Now, in this case, here we have Harvey Weinstein, you know, whatever you want to call him, pretending to be a liberal or actually being a liberal on other issues, guns, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But in his personal life, doing these disgusting things, and then not only pressuring them, you heard it for yourself there, and that's a small part of it. That doesn't even have, that's not among the worst cases. And but on top of that, you saw him there cajole her with like, hey, if you don't come in now, that, you know, that's it. I won't be able to talk to you anymore. In other words, you're right. Not going to get any more jobs. And some of those bigger actresses like Sorvino and Arquette said yes, that there were punishments and that they lost jobs either with his company and that they believe he would talk about them to others and prevent them from getting jobs. To use your power to crush the powerless and while you're preying on them, and then when they don't go along with you, to do it publicly, it doesn't get worse than
right,
that.
The character assassination. And that's exactly what happened with Gutierrez. And she ended up settling with him out of court, which, you know, there's evidence that there were as many as 8 settlements out of court to kind of hush these women up. And she also signed a non-disclosure agreement, which indicates that she can't really talk to the press about what happened. So this is the kind of, you know, intimidation tactic that he used with all of these different women, and now the story is really coming to light. So,
just quick updates, because there's so many layers to this story. So the original New York Times story has the 8 women in the settlements, and then there is the female reporter that said that she was captured in basically in a hallway. You've got the exact quotes there, Anna?
Yeah, I have the exact portion of Ronan's reporting that states what happened, okay? So apparently there was a local news reporter and give me 1 second. There was a local news reporter and apparently she was at a restaurant with him. Mm-hmm. And he had her cornered and tried to make sexual advances. She denied those sexual advances. And at that point, he began to masturbate in front of her and ejaculated in front of her. In a potted plant.
Yes, that's right. So he did the same thing where he's like, here, let me show you around. Just come with me. He takes her to the kitchen. There's other people in the kitchen. It looks fine. But then he tells the people in the kitchen to leave. Then they're leaving the kitchen, and now she's stuck in a hallway where she can't get past them to get back into the kitchen and out. And so she's stuck there. And first he asks her to participate. She won't. Then he says, then just shut up and stand there. And he does what he's going to do. And the reason it seemed like he was inviting the other woman that you heard on tape is because sometimes what he did is he would have them watch him shower. Mm-hmm. I mean, the arrogance of folks is amazing.
But he got away with it for so long, for decades, right? And what's amazing is that it was like this dirty little secret. Like people had rumors about him. They had heard the rumors about him. He had a reputation. Look, I don't follow Hollywood at all. I barely even know what's out in theaters. So I was completely unaware. I didn't even, to keep it real, I didn't even know who Harvey Weinstein was. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
I know. I'm bad. But I just don't care.
You're not
about
in the movie
world.
Business.
Not even a little bit. But for those who are in that industry and are in that business, it was like this rumor, this known reputation that no one really wanted to dig into.
And the reason why these stories snowball is because, as Ronan Farrow puts out in the piece, look, this is not our original reporting. It's the New Yorker, Ronan Farrow, and New York Times did a great job with this. So, and what Ronan said is, he's so powerful that it's really hard to get people to say it on the record because they've seen careers ruined. So, but after one story comes out, then they feel liberated and go, yes, I'll go on the record, yes, or on background, but I'll tell you exactly what happened, because they get a sense, okay, he's done, so he can't hurt us anymore.
Exactly, yeah, so it kind of opens the floodgates, because that level of intimidation doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and so we saw that same pattern with Roger Ailes too. He would threaten your career, and as long as he was in power, he could and sometimes did end your career. Or a lot of actors are saying this, the reason they didn't say anything, they claim, is one, it was rumors, so they couldn't corroborate it, and they're not journalists, and they couldn't go out and make public statements unless they knew for a fact, right? And number two, they thought that the rumors were not that he was sexually assaulting them, it's that they were willing participants,
right?
And they didn't want to smear the actresses by spreading those rumors around, because it might ruin their career if people thought that's how they got their job.
Right, so that was what George Clooney told the Daily Beast in an interview. He said, like, I thought, all right, he's using his position of power to convince women to sleep with him, but they're willing participants in that.
And that he was afraid that that was gonna negatively affect their career if you go talking about that. Look, you can make that of that whatever you want. You can say they should have been more courageous, they should have investigated, they shouldn't have worked with him. And that's all fair points. I think getting into the nitty gritty of blaming everyone who knew Harvey Weinstein is not productive at all, because they didn't do this and they had no idea the degree to which they were doing. They weren't there with him in the potted plant. For people who knew, some fought back, some didn't, and don't blame the victims either. So it appears based on this reporting, we know who did it. He's been fired from his own company. The company apparently is going to even change the name because it's called the Weinstein Company.
Right.
He started with his brother Bob. His career appears to be over. And if these stories are correct, it's about time. And I wish that the reporters were able to get these stories out earlier, because he kept doing it, they say, until 2015. Mm-hmm. So if they had actually reported it 10 years ago when they had some of the story, it might have saved a decade of further sexual harassment and potentially assault.
Exactly. All right, let's move on to another angle of this story that I think is pretty important. A number of Democratic lawmakers have publicly condemned the accusations against Harvey Weinstein. They've specifically condemned Harvey Weinstein due to these allegations of sexual assault and sexual harassment. However, several days after the New York Times initially reported on these allegations, there were a number of high-profile Democratic politicians who didn't release any type of statement. Among them were Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And so it wasn't until today that we did finally get some statement condemning Harvey Weinstein. And the reason why it's relevant is because Harvey Weinstein was such a huge donor for these particular politicians. Now, Democratic lawmakers are either donating the money that they've received from Weinstein to charity, or they're returning that money to Weinstein. However, a statement from Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama would be nice. And finally, we got that statement. So let's hear from Hillary Clinton first. She said, I was shocked and appalled by the revelations about Harvey Weinstein. The behavior described by women coming forward cannot be tolerated. Their courage and their support of others is critical in helping to stop this kind of behavior. Just to give you some background information about Hillary Clinton's relationship with Weinstein. As I mentioned, he's a huge donor to Democrats, and he was very supportive of Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. Weinstein has long been a Clinton donor with ties to the political party. He was one of the many from Hollywood who donated to Bill Clinton's legal defense fund in the 1990s.
Well, now we know why.
Yeah. More recently, the Clintons rented a home next to Weinstein in the Hamptons in 2015, and Weinstein served as a connector between Hollywood stars and Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. He was essentially a bundler for Hillary Clinton, meaning he would collect money from other members of the Hollywood industry and donate it to her campaign.
Yeah, so mixed feelings here. So should they condemn him? Sure, we just condemned him. We did it last week, we did it this week. We have nothing to do with him. And so, on the other hand, Republicans who are reveling in this, remember you voted for a guy who said, and when you're a star, they let you do it, you can do anything, grab him by the pussy, you can do anything. So Mr. Glasshouse, easy with the stones. So they're really enjoying this moment now. Republicans like, ha ha, we found one bad liberal.
Yeah.
We found him, okay? And since he gave money to people, they are also guilty and must all condemn him. There's nothing wrong with condemning him. God bless, everybody's condemning him, right? But this whole thing of like, hence they must be at fault, but they didn't know he was doing this stuff. So let me explain the difference. So the Mercers, Robert and Rebecca Mercer, they're now huge Republican donors. They love them some tax cuts and whatever else they like. Now, they have given a tremendous amount of money to Breitbart, which we now know, great BuzzFeed article, cooperated with neo-Nazis, white nationalists, white supremacists to push forward their agenda. Now, you know that about the Mercers. If you keep taking their money, well, okay, then you know what they're up to and you took it anyway. There is some level of culpability there. But if the Mercers are randomly really bad people, I don't want to get into what they might have done because they didn't do it, really bad people on another count, right? Like they randomly go and mug people in the streets. Well, you didn't know that. I'm not going to put that on you, right?
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I totally see what you're saying. Look, we don't know every like terrible, dirty thing that every person that we're associated with is doing behind the scenes. So I don't blame any politician for having ties to Weinstein in the past. However, when the allegations come out, you got to say something. And look, the reason why I think it's important for someone like Hillary Clinton to say something is because think about the guilt trip that we got from the Hillary campaign during this past election. If you were a woman who didn't support her, right?
No,
if you
were no if, fury.
If you were a woman who had the audacity to not support her, because you just didn't like her policies or didn't believe her when she claimed that she was going to look out for progressive values, oh, well, you're going to go to hell. Because there's a special place in hell for women who don't support other women, okay?
So that's a very fair point. Sorry, I got the quote wrong. You're right. It's a special place in hell for women who don't support other women. So, and given Bill Clinton's issues in the past, that does put Hillary in a bad spot. But look, I hear you. That's super fair point. But she didn't know. I get it.
Right? She didn't know, but as soon as it's known, and as, I mean, look, you were friends with this guy. Maybe you want to like pause for a second and see how this plays out, right? But as soon as he gets fired from his own company, when the board decides, no, dude, you got to go. As soon as he releases a statement, essentially admitting to doing what he's been accused of doing, then you need to come out and say something, especially if you're on this tour, you know, talking about, oh, you know, I lost because of sexism and this and that, and you know, society is so terrible to women. Yeah, society can be very terrible to women, especially when it comes to certain individuals in a position of power who prey on them. And so I think it was important to hear from her early on, and unfortunately she didn't release anything until she got a lot of criticism for not saying something.
So then I have one last request. The Republicans love to think like, oh, you guys are going to be hypocrites and you're going to support Weinstein. No, we're not hypocrites. No one supports Weinstein, and we buried him immediately. You know why? Because we don't want anyone doing that to women.
Of course.
It's not, unlike you guys, it's not a like, oh, how are we going to cover our ass? Or, oh, it's great to do that to women, but we have to pretend. No, we're not pretending. It's terrible to do that to women. So nobody wants anything to do with him because we that's not what we stand for. And so if you wanted us to do that, great, no problem, super easy for us to do that. So in return, I assume you are going to be principled and say, yes, Donald Trump for grabbing women by the genitalia, sexual assault, bragging about it, saying he can get away with it because he's a star, very similar to Harvey Weinstein, is also a monster.
Also,
are you gonna say that? Wait, hold on. And then how about Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly, who did the same things? Are you gonna say they're a monster and denounce them? You're not, and you don't. So understand who the actual hypocrites are and the people who don't care about women at all.
Trump did not condemn O'Reilly or Bill O'Reilly or Roger Ailes. So, I mean, his camp can talk as much as they want about this situation. The fact of the matter is, when it came to their buddies at Fox News, they covered for them, they defended them, they refused to condemn them.
And okay, one super last thing, they're like, oh, now we're even. No, we're not even. So it's not about being
even.
It's actually about protecting women. But for you, it's about political scores. So, you got 18 conservatives and we got one liberal, so we're even. It's not about that. You shouldn't corner a woman and masturbate in front of her if she didn't ask. You shouldn't grab her breasts as Weinstein did. You shouldn't grab her genitalia as Trump did. You shouldn't force oral sex on them like Roger Ailes and Weinstein did, according to these allegations, or Bill Cosby. You shouldn't do those things. But you don't actually care about that stuff. That's why you're trying to keep score.
All right, we gotta take a break. Let's do that. And when we come back, an update on the Jemele Hill story.
All right, back on the Young Turks. Three quick tweets for you guys. Shiroshi B writes in, ugh, that audio is gross.
Yeah.
And look, that was one of the milder cases documented in these reportings. And when you hear it, it's still like devastating.
Yeah, so, and also like the thing that stood out to me was when he kept saying things like, I'm famous and don't embarrass me. I come here all the time, referring to the hotel.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. Some folks are just manipulative, they are. Mm-hmm. And they always make it seem like it's your fault. Like when they're asking you to do something extraordinary or something that might hurt you or whatever it is, they always make it seem like you're the bad guy for not doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like manipulation 101. So look out for it in your own personal lives. So Mark Tosiello says, Weinstein is such incredible scum, and if you think this, you should think the same about POTUS. And finally, we're gonna end the tweets on a positive note here. The liberal Hoosier says, my dad, a hardcore Republican, gave me a nice birthday gift. He said, we would have been better off with Bernie. One down, a few more million to go. Okay, and the members of the day are Jeffrey Mosley and Jim Kiley. And so members got the live interview with Naomi Klein this morning, which was, I think, great. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about it a little bit more in the postgame today. Yesterday in the postgame, I went off on Washington. Mm-hmm. I think you'll enjoy that. So become a member by going to tytnetwork.com/join. All right, what's next, Anna?
All right. Earlier this week, ESPN made the decision to suspend one of its anchors, Jemele Hill, over the fact that she violated their social media policy and shared her political opinion on Twitter. Now, for those of you who might have missed it, here's the reason why she got suspended.
And these tweets included, here you go, Jerry Jones also has created a problem for his players, specifically the black ones. If they don't kneel, some will see them as sellouts. She goes on, if you strongly reject what Jerry Jones said, the key is his advertisers don't place the burden squarely on the players. And then in this whole string, she later clarifies some of her comments, tweeting this, just so we're clear, I'm not advocating an NFL boycott, but an unfair burden has been put on players in Dallas and Miami with anthem directives.
So, of course, she is responding to or commenting on the fact that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said that he would not tolerate any of the players on the team kneeling during the national anthem. He said that he would bar them from playing if they did so. And, Hill reports on sports and this has to do with sports, and I don't think she said anything particularly controversial, but whatever. ESPN decided, hey, she's violating our social media policy. Now, she gets suspended, and of course, the man-child that we have as president decided to chime in because there are no other important issues for him to focus on. Early morning tweets about people who have hurt his feelings are way more important. So his tweet said the following, with Jemele Hill at the mic, it's no wonder ESPN ratings have tanked. I don't know why tanked is in quotation marks. Is it because he knows that tanked is not the right way to describe it? I don't know. In fact, tanked so badly, it is the talk of the industry. You know, he doesn't really ever talk about his ratings because his ratings are doing very, very poorly, around 40% approval rating.
And he's also not a man of substance, so he doesn't care if you're right or wrong. He just cares, are you rating well or are you not rating well? And of course, he's wrong about this. So ESPN has issues. It has absolutely nothing to do with Jemele Hill. They've lost 12 million subscribers in the last 12 months. Why? People are cutting their cable packages. What is the number one channel on all of the cable bundles? ESPN. So they're the tip of the spear for the cable industry. So they lose the most amount of subscribers when people cut their cable cord and they don't subscribe anymore. So the rest of the cable also loses subscribers, but not as many as ESPN because they're not in as many homes. That is why ESPN, and I told you about this years ago when they started firing a lot of their hosts. They were like, oh, Bill Simmons said the wrong thing, Keith Olbermann said this. No. They had to throw salaries overboard because they started losing so much money because of the dynamic of the industry having nothing to do with those hosts or what they're putting on air. So, but Trump, of course, is way too unintelligent to understand or care about the industry dynamics. You wouldn't know it if it slapped him across the face. He's like, the rating's bad, they must be wrong, and it must be because of the person who criticized me. Preposterous.
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised at all that he's intentionally misleading about what's really going on with ESPN and its ratings. To me, that's not even, you know, the most important part of the story. The important part of the story here is that we have the president of the United States punishing someone's speech. That is not allowed. That is not allowed based on the First Amendment of our Constitution. No. Okay, so this is outrageous. Look, if private citizens want to criticize her, of course that is fair. They're allowed to do that. If ESPN wants to suspend her, they are not funded by the government. They are not a government entity. They have all the right in the world to suspend her, even though I disagree with their decision to do so. But the president of the United States cannot push for punishments toward people who exercise speech that he disagrees with. He is a man-child. He is literally the top snowflake in this country, probably internationally. He cannot handle any type of criticism whatsoever. And why is he so hyper-focused on nonsense like this?
You know why? I'll tell you why.
This tweet happened at 3:42 in the morning.
No, you guys are lunatic.
Go to sleep.
Okay, no, I'll tell you why. Why is he obsessed with black players kneeling? Why is he obsessed with Jemele Hill? You know why? It's because of what Jemele Hill said before. He's a white supremacist. He is. In his bones, he's racist through and through. That's why not only did he not believe that Obama was a US citizen, he demanded his college transcripts because he thought, how could a black guy get good grades at Columbia and Harvard? He's deeply racist. That is his assumptions. Central Park 5, we've been over all this stuff. Guys who didn't do it, he's like, who cares? They should rot in jail anyway. They're black. What difference does it make? Mm-hmm. So Jemele Hill gets under his skin because she's pointing out what he is. He's a racist monster. That's why he hates those black players who are protesting police abuse. And so I like that some of the other on-air people at ESPN are fighting back.
Yeah, they are fighting back. Some of her colleagues have tweeted in support of Hill, and I appreciate them for doing it because you never know, they might get suspended over this. So let me give you a few examples. Josina Anderson says, stop attacking our colleague Jemele Hill, any other journalists or media entities, we are doing our work. So I wanna stop there for a second because I want those on the right who can't handle anyone criticizing your dear leader to imagine the shoe on the other foot. Imagine Obama pushing for punishments against someone like Sean Hannity. I mean, first of all, we would condemn him for that. And you would definitely condemn him for that, as you should, because that is a violation of the Constitution. In this case, Trump's doing it, and the right wing is like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm, yeah, she should get fired.
They don't believe in freedom of speech at all. So he tells them that they should shut up, the players, now Jameel Hill, and you applaud him. Look, as Anna pointed out, ESPN can do anything they want. And when it comes to their advertisers, they get even touchier, okay? But when the president is pressuring ESPN or the Cowboys or the NFL to fire people or not pay them or suspend them, that is a constitutional issue. And if you care about the freedom of the speech and the freedom of the press, you should be outraged. And if you're not outraged, just stop pretending you care about the First Amendment or the Constitution. Okay, we gotta go, guys. We have more for you if you're part of the online audience, and we'll be back in a minute with that. All right, back on the Young Turks, Cenk and Anna with you guys. We got two more stories for you.
Wildfires are ravaging both northern and southern California, and unfortunately there have already been fatalities, although authorities say that the death toll is expected to increase. Now, the fires in northern California are mainly impacting Sonoma and Napa counties. This is wine country in California, and unfortunately at least 15 people have been killed, and the fire has torched 115,000 acres of land. Now, in this area, there are actually 17 wildfires, some fanned by up to 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts whipping across parched terrain loaded with tinder. And they forced about 25,000 residents to evacuate and destroyed at least 2,000 homes and commercial buildings. Now, what made the fire worse and allowed it to spread so rapidly were the gusts of wind. Luckily today, the winds have slowed down considerably, and they're hoping to control the fire as soon as possible. The fires torched 20,000 acres in about 12 hours on Monday alone. So we have a short video to show you of the fire that's taking place, or the fires that are taking place in Northern California. Let's take a quick look at that.
This is my neighborhood. In flames, completely in flames. Oh my God.
Okay.
Man, that's a hell of a thing, man. So as she was saying, this is my neighborhood, I was thinking about the neighborhood I grew up in, New Jersey. And if I saw the whole thing in flames like that, that's a hell of a thing. So look, we'll get to the root causes in a second, but more devastation first.
Yeah, so Governor Jerry Brown of California has called a state of emergency. He says this is really serious, it's moving fast. The heat, the lack of humidity, and the winds are all driving a very dangerous situation and making it worse. It's not under control by any means, but we're on it in the best way we know how. And he has also asked Donald Trump to provide federal funding to help deal with not only the fire, but also provide relief to residents who have lost their property, who have lost their businesses. We know that as of now, at least one winery has been completely destroyed. And then when it comes to Southern California, there is an uncontrollable wildfire in Orange County. And it's just as bad. We have video of that as well. Let's take a look.
At least six homes in Anaheim Hills, California, near the Banner Hill area. For those of you who are familiar with Anaheim, California, it's a wind-driven fire that has just gone from house to house to house. It started earlier this afternoon. It has really progressed quite rapidly. They are expecting more homes to go up. We keep losing and gaining that live shot because of some of the conditions. It's dangerous to have the chopper up because it's so windy, so this shot may go in or out. This fire is actually big enough so that you can see the smoke and the glow of it from Disneyland.
So, you know, both fires are still not contained. Hopefully now that the winds have died down a little bit, firefighters will be able to control the situation.
So in Montana, fires were raging for months on end. So have there always been fires? Yes. If there's fire season in Montana and in northern parts of the country, there's almost always fires. California has fires. The question is, how bad are they and how long do they go for? And so there's a couple of contributing factors. In this case, you have one thing that, to the best of my knowledge, has nothing to do with climate change at all. It's just the wind, and the wind is making it worse. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the one thing that does have to do with climate change and is making all of these fires worse and way longer than they normally would be is how dry the land is.
Right.
So this is exactly what they warned us about, and we've shown you over and over again the presentations where the scientists explain that when the temperature is hotter, it's not just that you're going to have a situation where a fire is more likely, it sucks up the moisture from the ground. So, and it also sucks up the moisture from the ocean. That's why you have more severe hurricanes that dump more water in places like Houston. But ironically, so when it picks it up from the ocean, it dumps it on us. And that's why you'll have flooding. But ironically, when it picks it up from the land, it makes the land really dry, which makes fires more likely, more severe, mm-hmm. and longer lasting. So that is why you're having, in the Western United States right now, out of control, raging fires past the season, and it's, they are very hard to contain. So when people talk about, oh, I wonder what it'll be like when climate change happens. No, we're in that era right now. Just because the whole planet has not already melted down does not mean that climate change is not having effects today. It is, this is climate change. This is part of what happens. So you can't blame any one particular fire or any one particular storm on climate change. But when you see it in its totality, and the fires have been way outside of normal this season and this year in the Western United States, you begin to realize, yes, this is exactly what the scientists warned us about.
Right, so drought is definitely a contributing factor to the severity of these wildfires. And drought, especially in California, has always historically been a problem. But what we're noticing because of climate change is the period of time that a drought takes place. So for instance, California was experiencing a drought for a little over 5 years, which was a record length of time. And again, that exacerbates the wildfires. The drier the conditions are, the more rapidly these fires will spread, especially when you also add the wind and the gusts. And it's very similar to the discussion that we had about these hurricanes. Hurricanes, of course, have always happened. But the question is, have they always been this severe? And the answer is no. Things have become a lot more severe because of climate change exacerbating the situation.
Look, you don't want to trust us, that's fine. You don't want to trust 97% of the world's scientists today. Okay, I think you're a lunatic, but that's fine. Why don't you go back and look at what the scientists said earlier? There's a machine now called the computer. On it is the internet. And within that is a thing called Google. And you could just use that to look up for yourself what the scientists actually said before all this started happening. And they told you that we would have more floods and we would have more droughts. We would have storms that were more severe and fires that raged longer. And then that is exactly what has happened. They said that the planet was getting warmer and every year the temperature would go up. They didn't even say that because they're very conservative mm-hmm. in their estimates. They said it is likely to go up a little bit. In fact, it is, the temperatures have gone up way higher and at a quicker clip than the scientists predicted. So go back and look at what they said, look at what has happened, and you will understand we're in climate change. This is what it looks like. And right now, it's literally burning our house down.
Exactly. All right, moving on to one last story. Representative Marsha Blackburn is running for US Senate. She is planning on replacing retiring Senator Bob Corker, who has been in the news quite a bit lately. And she put out a political ad on Twitter that she claims is now being censored. Now, to be absolutely clear, the political ad that she put out there is still available on Twitter, and it is something that you can see yourself. However, Twitter decided to prevent Marsha Blackburn from promoting it or paying to have it easily viewable by more people, right? Mm-hmm. Or yeah, promoting it essentially. Now, the reason why they did that is because of a message in that political ad that Twitter felt was inflammatory. Let's take a quick look.
I'm 100% pro-life. I fought Planned Parenthood and we stopped the sale of baby body parts. Thank God.
Okay, so when Twitter says that she's being inflammatory, it essentially means she's lying because Planned Parenthood never sold baby parts. In fact, the US government did countless investigations in this or on this. They wasted your taxpayer money to the tune of $800,000. The House specifically did this, and they found nothing. Planned Parenthood was found, you know, not guilty of any wrongdoing whatsoever. They are not selling baby body parts. So what she said in that ad was a lie, okay? Twitter has a very clear policy against that. So they said, look, we're not gonna take it down. You can have it up, but we're not gonna allow you to promote it. You cannot pay to promote this ad and make sure that as many eyeballs as possible see it. That is their policy, sorry.
So first of all, they're a private company. If they wanted to, they could take the video down, but they're not doing that. They're not censoring her. They're just saying, we're not gonna let you pay us. We don't want your money to spread something that we know is not true. So, and they know that not because of their political opinion, but because states that are deeply red Republican states like Texas have investigated and said Planned Parenthood has done not only absolutely nothing wrong, but then they actually brought charges against the people who made the video because it was doctored and it violated some of their state laws. So now Marsha Blackburn knows this, but she doesn't care because she's a liar. And so she wants to take advantage and inflame people's emotions. And that is why this ad is literally inflammatory. Well, not literally inflammatory, otherwise you'd be in flames, but figuratively inflammatory. And they have every right to do that. So for example, if you don't agree, then and you say I should be allowed to do any ad, well then we could turn around and do an ad about Marsha Blackburn and say, Marsha Blackburn has people locked up in her basement. And
by the way, if you're a politician and you put that in a political ad, you are protected against defamation suits. It's called absolute privilege. So yeah, any politician can say whatever he or she wants in a political ad, regardless of how inflammatory it is, or regardless of how defamatory it is, right? Which, I mean, I really wanna look into the history of why absolute privilege exists in that context, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so, but if you think, no, I should be allowed to make that ad and Twitter must be forced to carry it and Facebook and elsewhere, okay, then why don't we do an ad about how Marsha Blackburn eats baby parts? Wait, please don't get outraged. Because you just said it's okay to say anything you want and Twitter must promote it. So I assume you're gonna want me to do that ad and have Twitter allow me to buy ads saying Marsha Blackburn eats baby parts. What? Oh, but it's not true. Yeah, neither is this. Neither is what she said. And she's a gross politician lying to you to get you all upset. I mean, think about it, when they're selling baby parts, like you've gotten used to it, but what a horrible, horrible thing to say about somebody.
Exactly, it's defamatory and it's intentionally done to, first of all, win political brownie points with the religious base who will believe anything that's anti-Planned Parenthood. But even worse, they want to defund and shut Planned Parenthood down, which oddly enough, a lot of right-leaning women who live in rural areas rely on for healthcare. So, I mean,
I guarantee you if they shut Planned Parenthood down in those places, those women will turn around and go, well, I didn't know you were gonna do it to me.
Yeah, of course.
Right, but I'm a good person. I just needed some contraception because I'm trying not to have babies so I don't have an abortion. I know that's the point of Planned Parenthood. I just wanted to make sure that I don't have breast cancer. Why did you shut it down? Yep. That's the point of Planned Parenthood. But I just wanted you to shut it down for brown people and people I don't like. Why did you shut it down for me? Because that's how it works. You vote for Marsha Blackburn and the Republicans and they will shut all that down and you will not get those services.
Where are the Democrats? Like that's what I want to know. Because the reason why this lie about Planned Parenthood continues and it's perpetuated is because they go unchallenged, okay? You know, of course, standard victim mentality from Blackburn following Twitter's decision. She said, this is urgent, I'm being censored for telling the truth. No, you're not. You're not being censored for telling the truth. You're being censored for lying. First of all, you're not even being censored, okay? Your shit is out there. You get to put it on Twitter. They're not gonna take it down. They're not censoring you at all. They're just refusing to take your money so you could promote it, right? But it's still up there. And
I'm with you, Anna. Why is there a Democrat making a speech on the floor of the House? Marsha Blackburn, everybody who voted for this bill is, you know, look, go over the top. They say that you're selling baby parts, right? The people that you're aligned with are selling baby parts, like ripping babies apart and then selling them, right? You can't just simply turn around and say something 1,000 times milder, which is that Marsha Blackburn is a pathological liar. She's a sleazy, sleazy politician who will lie to her base to get them to believe that the other side is monsters, when the real monster is Marsha Blackburn.
Exactly.
But no, Democrats, kids gloves. No, I'm sorry, okay. And you know, some of them voted, Manchin in the beginning voted to defund Planned Parenthood. And then they say, no. Hey, progressives, know your role, bow your head. You need those conservative Democrats to agree with the Republicans. No, we don't. No, we need Democrats to kick Republican ass, not to go along with this garbage. All right, we're out of time. We will do a post game for you guys. I want to talk to you about Naomi Klein. It's a really interesting interview. Obviously, you guys are members. If you didn't watch it live, which only members can do, you'll have it up in the behind the not only in the interview section of the for membership, but you, of course, later all of you can watch it on TYT interviews as well. But I want to talk about the thoughts and the concepts and the ideology behind it. It's really interesting. Okay, so TYTnetwork.com/join to become a member. All right,
bye.